Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Maron to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Maron at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Today's story is from the mighty Gordon Strachan. He was actually guest number two on the show a long time ago. And I started by asking him about a footballer I knew we both had a special fondness for, Andrés Iniesta.
What do you say? I see someone who's in love with the game, someone who gets great enjoyment of playing alongside great players and watching great players and thinking they're great players, and he's oblivious to the fact that he's up there with them. I think there's a humility about him. Funny enough, most people I talk to always talk about Messi. That I drag them to Iniesta. I first really come across him when Celtic played Barcelona many, many years ago. I think Barcelona had been known as a top side, but it was the first time I think they'd been kind of live on British football and British soil against Celtic. And I'm sure the midfield was Yaya Toure, Xavi, and Iniesta. And we had Paul Hartley, Barry Robson, and he and other in there. I remember during the game, Barry Robson saying to me, "What do you do?" We can't get them. I just kept going, "We'll just run about, try and bat into one or two of them, annoy them." And after the game, the guy came in with the stats. And I've got to remember that when we played Man United, they had 340 passes. Benfica were something like 360. AC Milan, well, I don't know. Maybe it run about the same. And he says, I said, "You got the stats?" He went, "Yeah, they had just over 700 passes." I went, "Your machine's broken. I won't have a look at that again." But what they've got, and Iniesta's got, and I was trying to talk to kids now, that we will be able to pass the ball to a certain extent, British clubs. But when people get close to us, we do not have the ability to beat people the way anybody in Barcelona does, especially Iniesta in midfield and Xavi. If you watch British teams playing, we'll pass to a certain extent, then we'll have a hopeful ball somewhere or a flick. It doesn't happen that way at Barcelona. I watched Barcelona play against Man City a couple of weeks ago, and I sat with two boys at 36, 32, and Messi was just incredible. I said to them, "As you're watching this, remember where you were when you seen this. We're all sitting together because we're now watching Messi, magnificent, and Joe Hart putting the best goalkeeping display I've ever seen on at the same time." And when you watch Barcelona, sometimes in a strange way it can get a bit tedious because it all seems that, right, the same thing's happening all the time. There's nothing happening here. And then something happens every game that you've never seen.
Yeah.
Something will happen, like Iniesta taking the ball, he's in 18-yard box the other day there, turning somebody with his back to the opposite goal, beating three people, and the crowd building up. Now the hard part comes after he's beat three, because it's quite an instinctive thing that he's got a pass to make. I would say 9 times out of 10 people are going to misplace that pass because I've got excited. There's the final one, and that's the pass that counts to be a great player. And that's what he's come away with, a pass that Neymar doesn't even need to break his step. I actually think that we live in a great age with everything, technology, whatever you want to call it. There's so many things going on here that you couldn't imagine 40 years ago. I'm also seeing things that I couldn't imagine on the football field 40 years ago. I didn't think football could ever get as good as this when I see some players play. These guys, I think the ball, it's like a part of them. It's like me moving my hand to pick up a bit of chocolate again there. They can do that.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.